Like Gold Refined by Jeanette Oak. Dedication. We owe much to some very special people. Not only have they raised children they can be proud of, but they have willingly linked them with our family. So, to Kurt and Carol Dieterman, Carl and Sheila Galloway, Wendell and Dolores Susley, and Olga Larimer, Edward and I say a big thank you. You have given to us a priceless gift in your children, who have brought joy and growth to the lives of Terry, LaVon, Lorne, and Laurel, and have been loving parents to Ashley, Nate, Jessica, Katie, Courtney, Jackie, Alex, Christy, Emily, and Connor, the special grandchildren that we share. God bless you. Chapter 1. A thankful sigh gently eased from Virginia's lips as she lifted her head for another glimpse of brightness outside the kitchen window. At long last, a small beam of sunshine was pushing its way through the clouds that had blanketed the heavens for the past 3 days. It was good to see the sun again. "Thank you, Lord," she whispered, hardly realizing she did so. Maybe now the ground would have a chance to dry, and the children, who had become impatient and fussy, would once again be able to play in the farmyard. The gloomy weather and confined circumstances were hard enough for Virginia to deal with on her own, without also trying to entertain 3 housebound youngsters. Another anemic ray managed to find its way through the overcast and to light the tip of a cloud directly above. Virginia felt her shoulders lift. The Lewis family would not be facing a second flood after all. But even as she gloried in that fact, she reminded herself